brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, I was out there during the break looking at official FEMA photos of their FEMA Corps used in black uniforms and camo uniforms. Just totally being brainwashed with hardcore Marxism. But again, it's megabanks that use Marxism. They're above it globally. It's just incredible. It makes me physically ill. And to know that we can't ever beat this because the Republicans are controlled by the same people until we fully take the states, the counties, the cities back. And that's why Homeland Security is set up to go after the states. Again, Homeland Security is a foreign occupation arm. There's no debating that. And then here is Obama pimping out the dead children and using the parents to collectively say, you know, restrict your guns. There can't be another one of these shootings, like it's our fault when the government made it the victim disarmament zone. Here's that clip.
We dropped Jesse off in the morning, December 14th. They gave me a hug and a kiss, said, I love you, Dad. I love Mom, too.
Our daughter, Grace, was 7 years old. She couldn't wait to go to school. She would skip down the driveway.
My sister loved teaching at Sandy Hook. Every student would say, I hope I get Miss Soto next
year. But America had a Second Amendment.
And she
bad America.
I got a 911 call that there was a shooting at Sandy Hook.
Probably run by the government.
School.
We need to remember the 26 victims who lost their lives.
She just wanted to teach little kids. And that was
see how they personalize these kids, but not the hundreds they kill every week with drones.
That was the last I ever saw Jesse alive.
So cold-blooded. So over the top.
Having to go through.
So incredible. While the government arms itself to the teeth against the American people.
The memory of Newtown fade without doing something real.
Demand action now.
Man, I got to tell you, the way the people talk, they have been totally coached. Remember Peter Parker, where he's sitting there and he's going, ha, ha, yeah, I'll do a great job here. Oh, camera's on. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't send my kid to a victim disarmament zone. Stop blaming me for what the federal government did making it a gun-free zone. I mean, you're not going to see Bloomberg ads about, you know, please, the bomb dropped on our village. It killed over 100 people and blew the legs off my children. Here's my daughter. Oh, no, it's all just like, don't let Newtown happen without you turning in your guns. Because you did it, America. You need to be like Chicago, highest crime rate in the world. Where these mobsters run everything. We're on the radio there at 1530. A lot of great people in Chicago. Let me tell you, the criminals and the government, they know to go after the people. Meanwhile, we've gone from 25,000 having autism 30 years ago to 1 in 50-something. And it says on the insert, it can kill your kid. And when your kid has a convulsion and dies, they're going to put you in jail. But there's not going to be Bloomberg with ads going, I took my son in for a second round of shots. He took the shots. He had convulsions in the car on the way home and then died that night at the hospital. Please warn everybody about what's in the vaccines. Something's going on. We've got to warn people. Millions of American children are damaged. Thousands die every year. There's the Vaccine Damage Fund where they cover all this up. Something's going on. We've got to warn people. Oh, no, 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 no. They want our guns so they can take our children, as they've said, the state. Our children belong to the state so they can pincushion them for all their eugenic shots. Again, Bloomberg's been mayor while they keep doing chemical and medical testing on kids in New York. Not going to hear a word about that. No, Bloomberg says you should have to take shots mandatorily without being able to. And they lie to everybody and say it's the law to take shots. Stop being ignorant. And you watch the newscasters. When they talk about liberty, they make frowny faces. But when they talk about tyranny, they smile. Yeah, the government's running checkpoints this week. Next up, parents have been saying no to shots. Oh, filth. Yeah, and gun owners won't turn their guns in. They want the kids to die. Yeah, nothing that filth won't do. Coming up next, there's a new shot out, a meningitis shot. Of course, we're not going to tell you. It kills a lot of people. Never mind that insert. There's absolutely no side effects. Of course, we're lying to you. Everything's fine. No, don't get angry about it. Don't struggle. Don't get upset like Alex Jones. Just love your world government.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We're now into hour number two. We have seen incredibly unprecedented fear-mongering, using the crisis of 20 dead children at Sandy Hook to openly say, you turn in your guns to us or the next shooting is your fault. When gun proliferation has made crime drop by 49% in violent crime, FBI statistics, public information, countless articles written about it, and then they're lecturing us. These are collectivists. See, collectivism should be called slavery. Because then, oh, your kid talks about a water gun at school? Your dad loses his guns. That story's up at DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side. It's an InfoWars.com story. PrisonPlanet.com story. You've got to have national compulsory service. Paying taxes isn't enough. You've got to go work every weekend so the lazy government people can lay around. That's all being promoted by the White House. And again, it's because it's what the offshore social engineer megabanks want. They want authoritarianism. That's their goal, so they can get $85 billion a month of your taxpayer money paid to offshore banks by the Federal Reserve so that Biden can spend $555,000 a night in a hotel when he goes on a trip, taxpayer paid for. With Obama, it's over $1 million a night. So Prince Charles can have over 100 palaces, 20-something aircraft, and then lecture pensioners in England on not taking a hot bath or shower for their carbon footprint. It is the ultimate in hypocrisy while they have bodyguards saying we can't protect ourselves. And meanwhile, another dirtbag government. North Korea to launch missiles tomorrow after warning foreigners to evacuate south. You know, the founding fathers said keep government small or it will enslave you. The government's a dangerous servant, fearful master like fire. Yeah, look at this. They can't even build an automobile, but they've got over 10,000 artillery pieces aimed at Seoul, 30 miles away, threatening to blow it up tomorrow. They're loading A-bombs on top missiles, saying they'll nuke South Korea, Japan. They've got to actually worry. Or the West Coast. Again, what's the threat? Government. What killed 262 million people, non-military related, 20th century? Government. What do I worry about? What did the founders worry about? Government. Government. Who wants to make vaccinations mandatory and has already given them to kids without parental consent in multiple states? Government. 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 Who takes 70%+ of the French people's money and now wants more, but is exempt from it? And the whole ruling class government, it turns out, don't pay taxes and have Swiss bank accounts. Government. Because government is the tool that big financial mafia interests come to shut down their competition and get corporate welfare. That's why Bloomberg and all these foreign bankers want your guns and want unlimited funding. I want to say we're a democracy. Because they can say, hey, we'll give you a one-time $1,000 check if you get behind voting to get rid of the middle class and take all their money that's only a couple trillion dollars and give it to the government. Okay, give me $1,000. Sell your birthright for $1,000, and then you give the $2 trillion to foreign banks, which is nothing. They could have made the $2 trillion up out of thin air with fractional reserve banking and XM, export-import bank, SDRs, but they want to get rid of the middle class once and for all because the middle class is informed enough to have their own business. They're informed enough to know how the world works. They're informed enough to plant the crops and bring the crops in. They're real people. They're not slovenly little spoiled brat punk kids sent to college to get a globalist corporate job or some government job to then lecture to us how dumb we are all day. Let me tell you, I talk to the average so-called liberal out there, and they think gun magazines are disposable. They think that they don't know that gun crime's way down because of gun ownership going up. They don't know any of that. They don't know what they're not liberals. They're authoritarian dupes. And the problem is the Republicans work for the very same people at the top, because this is a global government. This is a global system of control. I want to play this newscast because they've been denying that this exists, even though it's in Wired Magazine, AP, Reuters, FAA funding a year ago to launch 30,000 drones. They're arresting people for environmental infractions, building a shed on their property they can't, with drones for years, manned aircraft as well. And remember, they say Alex Jones is a liar. There are no drones. There are no weaponized drones. There are no police drones because they don't want you to get politically involved to say no. There are no bullets. There are no checkpoints. The TSA isn't sticking their hands down your pants, even though they are. Why do they lie even when they get caught? The White House press secretary told us why. Because then they can just put you in an Alice in Wonderland level where even though you know they're lying, you can't ever get anywhere because they just keep denying it. Because they're in control. Because they stole everything. They're not going to have a debate with you because they can't. Oh, USA Today says disavow drone program, Gibb. No, he was told to lie about something that was on record to exist. That's how dumb they think you are. So here is a Oklahoma newscast, short newscast, where Homeland Security and the governor's office are running drones that target people that have guns. And then we have the Homeland Security training video where it shows people selling someone a gun, American, you know, redneck guys with camo hats out in the field. This is what Homeland Security's for, an authoritarian takeover. They've got it in place. They think they can take over. They'll probably stage some false flags to blame it on us. We're in a red level crisis. Here's that newscast.
How about this? A leaked government report reveals testing in Oklahoma of drones. Drones that have sensors that can find people and even tell if they're carrying a weapon.
This is happening at a remote site now near the Lawton area at Fort Sill. News 9's Dana Hertnicki has the details here new at 6.
According to the report, the testing is taking place here at the Oklahoma Training Center for Unmanned Systems, operated by Oklahoma State University. The group doing the work is a, quote, trusted agent of the federal government. Located directly across from a cattle pasture in an unassuming house in the middle of Oklahoma, researchers are conducting some of the most cutting-edge and controversial testing of drone technology.
It's advanced technology for sure. It's technology that we don't want any of our enemies to have.
Tony Strickland does not work for the center, but...
That's psych warfare. We don't want our enemies to have. Our enemies took America over. They've got all our money building robot armies against us. And then they go, well, I'm going to play the rest of it the next hour after our guests leave. And then I'm going to get into just a bunch of other insane news. I've already played this with that Colorado Democrat, Diane DeGetty, saying that clips are disposable. We can only use them once. That's why we've got to ban them. I mean, these people are just so out of control. And again, the kleptocrat criminals, they hate good people. They hate fathers, they hate families, they hate children. And that's why I have the White House science czar. I'll show it to you during the next segment if you're a TV viewer, radio listener, EcoScience, where they said, we're going to use diet injections, injunctions to dumb you down. We're going to put stuff in your water. Now they've got hundreds of shots they want to give kids. And if your kid has a convulsion after the shot, which the insert says it can do, and has blood on the brain and dies, they're going to take you to jail. Now, joining us, ladies and gentlemen, are some very interesting people, Dan and Candy Spitz. And, of course, I've been listening to Dan since I was about 11 years old. He's a 3-time Grammy-nominated multi-platinum recording artist, best known for his work with heavy metal band Anthrax, one of the founding members, and recently performing with Dave Mustaine in a group called Red Lamb. He is the first heavy metal artist to have his guitar played on Mars by NASA Mars Curiosity rover. He is a Swiss-certified master watchmaker, a mechanical complication specialist. Dan is the father of two identical boys with autism, and works with his wife, Candy, to speak out and to create awareness for the important issues. AutismSpeaks.org, DanSpitz.com. And this is a real warning. Obama wants to talk about 20 dead kids and try to collectively say it's our guilt. This is a government victimization zone, advertised as a place for mass shooters. Now, we have no guilt, but we do have guilt in letting them push deadly vaccines that they know are causing autoimmune responses on the brain and massive brain damage, and also attacking the intestines with autoimmune disorders. And I've had top scientists, brain surgeons, you name it, on. And we're going to break here in a few minutes. But, Dan, thank you for coming on with Candy today via video Skype. Just in a nutshell, your boys were already, TV stars. They were already all over the place. They were already amazing, and then they got hit with the bioweapon. Dan, good to have you with us.
Yeah, our children, Brandon and Jaden, who are now 5, they're identical mirror image twins, which is the closest to conjoined. So they are from the same egg, and no fertility drugs or anything like that. Real old school, old school twins, and they were hitting every milestone. They were walking, talking. Normal kids, and we're the parents who don't have to say, we have video proof that our children weren't born with autism, because they were acting in the movie Away We Go, which was directed by an Academy Award winning director, Sam Mendes, and acting with Maggie Gyllenhaal in that movie. They were in commercials with Brooke Shields for Volkswagen. So we have video proof from outsiders that they made eye contact, they took direction at very young ages. They could be touched by people other than us, or just be touched in general, and so on and so forth. So right down the line, as normal can be for identical twins, and ahead of what normal identical twins would be. We had the normal 12-month vaccines, which I actually posted something on my personal Facebook just this week. If you take a look, in my era, they had... we got 8 vaccines, and now there's 38. So one of our children, Jaden, had a bad reaction to the shot, and he was the one with the crazy one, you know, the one with the skateboard.
All right, stay there. We're going to come right back and start over. This is really important info. Get into that. And yeah, a lot of those shots have three or four or five or six things in them. Some numbers are over 100 shots they're trying to give, and they've got new ones coming on every year they're trying to force. It's total engineering, where the government, Bill and Melinda Gates, we're going to put this in your kid, and then formally they're the head of Planned Parenthood and a eugenics board. Yeah, it's not about keeping your kids safe, folks.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, this is a short segment. Alex Jones here back live. Long segment coming up. Dan and Candy Spitz are our guest right now. He's one of the founding members of Anthrax and a bunch of other big rock bands. I mean, I've been to concerts and actually watched him up on stage when I was a teenager. And one of our crew members' wife went into labor today having twins. In fact, I didn't ask if they're identical or fraternal. I don't think they know, or they didn't tell me. But, I mean, imagine anybody that has children, the magic of your children. They're up, they're walking, they're talking. They get shots the second round, the third round, and they're gone. And the insert says it can cause neurological disorders, but then they have a hoax. Oh, no, there's no connection. Everything's fine. But Dan and Candy, Candy, they're with you. I don't know how you can, I mean, I guess you fight back by speaking out. But, I mean, what was it like for you when this happened?
Well, let me have Candy, who's the national spokesperson for Autism Speaks, kind of take it from here.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said we have two different viewpoints on the vaccine. And just like you're saying, when it first happened, we really attributed autism to the vaccines. Like Dan said, you know, Jaden was jumping off the couch at 8 months old. He had the vaccines at 12 months. It's the cocktail. It's the MMR. You're getting 37 shots in a total of like four. We watched him, you know, resort to nothing. He was laying on a couch for 5 days straight. He didn't eat. He didn't sleep. He wouldn't go into his crib. He wouldn't do anything. But at the end of those 5 days, they did seem to come back to normal. So we were playing both sides of the field here. At one point, we're going, okay, we just gave them the autism shot. The word was out there. You know, there was no denying it. That was 2009. You know, there's no denying it was the autism shot. But after 5 days, they seemed to come back to normal, and we kind of got our kids back. So for a while there, we didn't know anything else was wrong. We went through a period from age, say, 12 months to 17 months, where our kids were right back to working, playing, and doing all the things that they were doing, but they really weren't making the progress that they once did, where we had everything early. And then over a two-week window, we lost every skill that they have. They stopped walking, talking, playing, eating, eye contact. They would shriek if we touched them. They would, by the end of the 2 weeks, they would just rock. They would press this ball popper toy like an air motor, and they would rock back and forth. You could wave your hands in front of them. You know, they were gone. There was nothing we can do. And that's when, you know, for both of us, you know, we realized something was wrong, but we didn't know it was autism at the time. You know, this is just 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, and the word still wasn't out there. There was a couple, you know, people you know in the press who were, you know, speaking of vaccines and autism, but the word wasn't there. So we're going, what happened to our perfect kids? And we reacted differently. You know, we took them right into the pediatrician, you know, right at 18 months and said, something's wrong, but your doctors are telling you, you know, Candy, you know, I've had them since birth. I've given them every shot. You know, there, you know, factually, there's nothing that can be caused by the vaccines. And true, you know, the facts say no. But as a mom, in your gut, you're saying, you know, something's wrong here. You know, I'm only 38 years old, and I did not get the same cocktail 38 years ago that my children are getting now. And every state's vaccines are different. So in New York, where we were at the time, they were getting a lot more aggressive shots than, say, here in Florida, where we live now. And the more you start looking at this, our friends who were all doctors weren't giving their kids the shots. Or they would, but they would spread them out. For the 12-month shot, they would get one at 15 months.
I was about to say, most of the doctors and nurses I know, their kids have had no shots now, but they're like, oh, you need to take it. So now they're trying to make medical staff take it as well. This is a real tyranny.
Yeah, you know, we do all the studies now because it is in the public eye, and I'm trying to be, you know, the first one speaking out in true metal form of the truth, you know, through music of all the studies that we are doing. You know, someone should really do a study and see how many doctors, how many of their cousins and their cousins' children are really getting the shots on time.
But a big factor with autism, and, you know, something we both try to draw attention to, and I don't know how much you're familiar with this, is a lot of what our children have gone through has been environmental, which goes along the same lines as the vaccines. But what's in our plastics, you know, our foods, our pesticides, you know, chemtrails in the air, that's where we saw the link. For, you know, us as a family, we really think the vaccines might have been a trigger.
Well, that's exactly where I was going. It's a binary weapon system from the documents we've got. And while you guys have really done your research, that's it.
Well, we were able to prove it with our kids with plastics. BPA was not recalled until 2009. So 6 months after the boys were diagnosed, their, you know, their bottles, their pacifiers, everything that they always use. And as children with autism do, they only use one certain set of tools, and they were all disappearing from the shelves. And I couldn't find why. And it was one of those middle of the night, Danny and Mustaine were out in California writing the album. You know, I'm up all night searching, like, where can I buy their bottles? And I see something about BPA. Start looking.
Hold on, I got to hear this, because again, I'm familiar with your group. There's so much going on. I've separately learned this. You've separately learned it. It's an example of how the truth's hiding in plain view. The vaccines are the binary weapon trigger. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Dan and Candy Spitz join us, and they head up austinspeaks.org, danspitz.com. Of course, most people that listen to any type of music know who Dan is. And this freaks me out. I mean, this isn't like I'm coming to do my radio show and I'm up here going, hey, let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about, you know, how the local football team's doing. It totally freaks me out that I've had countless medical doctors on, like Dr. Russell Blaylock, brain surgeon, who's in all the mainline medical literature discovering excitotoxins. They know aspartame in most candy, and now going into food, unlabeled, is what alcohol and brain damages you and is highly addictive. They know that for 50-plus years they've been putting silicone in the frying agents at most of the fast food places. I mean, just total kidney failure. And cancer rates are up over 3,000%, pediatric over 10,000%. Autism was 1 in 30,000. It's 1 in 50-something. And I've done the research. It's all eugenicists that came up with the bisphenol A. In fact, if you want to go after right-wing groups that are controlled, the Koch brothers are heavily involved in distillates and bisphenol A. And they had all these other plastics they could have used. They used the estrogen mimicker. And then you look at the pesticide, and you look at the sodium fluoride sprayed on the crops as a pesticide, and the fluoride in the water, and the Harvard studies on lowered IQ, and bone problems, increased cancer. I'll put some of this on screen for TV viewers, but radio listeners can just search everything I'm saying. And it's desperate. I mean, that's why I yell and scream, is because I look at my children, innocent, good, never had a shot, hardly eat any GMO, and I go watch other kids at sporting events and stuff, and I sit in restaurants. Kids look like zombies, man. And the physical IQ is dropped about 15 points the last 30 years. You can look that up. The kids are unhealthy. The parents are unhealthy. The fertility's down. The sperm count's down 87%. They are attacking us. And I'm going to shut up and go to our guest here, Dan Sanspitz and his wife, who does this full-time fighting. And you can go to autismspeaks.org and just see all the amazing work they're doing. And they're not mincing words. They're not playing games. But this is all a soft-kill test to just see, you know, can we give 100 million Americans conservatively with the polio vaccine the SV40 cancer virus that made rare cancers common? I mean, you know, that, we're not talking about 20 dead kids at Sandy Hook that they're trying to hide but protect our guns. We're talking about millions of people dying of cancer, 100 plus million exposed, and they're still giving the same vaccine today with the live virus in it. The UN's been caught sterilizing women with tetanus shots with a female hormone added. This isn't my opinion. And it doesn't matter, though. Costco magazine says Bill and Melinda Gates love the children. So going back to Dan Spitz and also his wife, Candy Spitz, you guys have got the floor. Tell us what you've learned, the cocktail, what happened with your boys, what you've learned since then. And now they're wanting to just push dozens and dozens of new vaccines a year on us. You got to take shots to go to college. The flu shot doesn't even protect you, doubles your chances of getting it. This is all facts. It's such a hoax. How bad does it have to get?
Well, you know, I'll give it to Candy again because when she found out about the BPA, and I remember this is just years ago when no one knew, you know, she's like freaking out on me, telling me, you know, our children have really regressed. So she'll tell you what happened from there.
Well, like you were saying, I said the scary part is, you know, you can go out of your way as a parent, you know, as a mom, you're carrying this child for 9 months to make sure that you did everything right. You know, I knew all I did was eat, sleep, and work out. You know, I ate all organic, bottled water and spinach all day. But then to learn that I really had no control because in those plastic bottles of water was BPA. You know, there was pesticide on my spinach that I ate 5 meals a day. And it was right in my face when, you know, I said in 2009, my kids were 6 months diagnosed with autism. And BPA is now a voluntary recall, which means they didn't have to announce it to anybody. Baby bottles just came off the shelves, you know, bowls, pacifiers, everything just came off the shelves. I panicked. You know, I went through the pantry and everything had code 7 on it, which was BPA.
I freaked.
I called Danny in the state in California.
I'm like, you mean if I heat this bottle up in the microwave, we've been doing this whole time, you know, this is going to slow down. This is why they're not talking and so on and so forth.
And that's what happened. I said, I threw out everything in the pantry. I called one of the boys' therapists whose husband was a physician and said, oh my God, not only did I give them the vaccines that caused autism, now I've been poisoning my children, you know, for 2 years with plastic. And threw out everything in the house, went a little berserk as a mom. And within 2 days of removing all plastics from the house, they made sounds for the first time. And they hadn't talked since they regressed at 18 months. Just little sounds, you know, animal sounds and things like that. It was our first time hearing anything vocal out of them. Called the same therapist, same doctor back and said, am I going crazy? You know, it's been 48 hours. Is that even possible? And they said, of course it's possible. Once that particular toxin was removed from their body, however long it took for your kids, you know, it opened up that barrier again in the brain. But you don't know what damage has been caused by 2 years worth of plastic. And if plastic was causing it, you don't know what household cleaners were doing and pesticides in the grass.
It's a cumulative effect, as you said earlier, of the, you know, all of these factors above that past generations didn't have.
But it's all out of our hands. There's nothing you can do at that point. And for us, that's when, you know, I became this big advocate for Autism Speaks, and my role really changed because there's nothing I can do to stop the fact that my children have autism. You know, there is no cure. I don't care what anyone wants to hype out there. There is no cure for autism. You can correct behaviors. You know, you can work around this, and your children really can flourish. Our kids are doing amazing, but you can't cure it. And, you know, I leave it up to my incredible team at Autism Speaks. That's what they're for. They're there to find out the hows, the why this happened, you know, what we can do to prevent it for future generations. But for right now, the whole face of society has changed. In 20 years, everybody you know will have something, you know, ADD, ADHD, OCD, autism. There's going to be some kind of neurological effect, and something is causing it. This was not naturally happening. You know, a new government report now shows 1 in 50. It's not the true number for autism yet. It's just a government study. But 1 in 50 school children now has autism. 1 million school children just in the United States. And that's scary. Because of what are we going to be, you know, in 20 years? This is your government leader.
What are we going to do with everybody is the reason that I've returned to music full-time and helping to spread the truth and the awareness. The only way I know how, and that's what I do, and that's, you know, heavy metal, and that's telling the truth, and that's what Candy does. We're just here to let people into our lives and really hear the truth of what's going on.
I want to talk about John P. Holdren's book. You know, he's the White House science czar. In this book, they talk about putting chemicals in the food and water to lower the IQ to make us more easily managed. They talk about sterilizing us through stuff in the water. And then, of course, we have State Department Memorandum 200 where they actually did all of this. So I just want you to know this was all done on purpose. And I want to warn everybody out there, the people running things are very, very wicked.
Well, see, I've actually heard that. I haven't read the book. I have heard that. The problem that where it conflicts with autism is most children or adult, anyone on the spectrum itself, actually has very high IQs. We have higher than normal IQs. And so they can do things that regular children cannot do. So unfortunately, that theory does not play into autism. It does into a lot of the other neurological disorders.
Well, sure. I mean, it's meant to dumb the general public down. Yeah. And then some people, it can create almost an idiot savant effect. And of course, you know, sometimes when the brain is attacked early on, it can regenerate or start new pathways and might actually create, you know, supermen in some case, because that's how life works. You start poisoning bugs, and within a couple generations, they become immune and become even more powerful.
Yeah, it's extreme highs and extreme lows in our own children. They can run multiple iPads at the same time doing things. At, what, 2 years old, they said they wouldn't talk. We had a speech pathologist who were with us in our home who had been doing it for 21 years, dealing with children on the spectrum. And she was almost basically gave up. And we turned around, and one of our children reached in her handbag, grabbed her iPhone, cracked her code, and started moving all her apps around.
But they were reading at 2 years old, but they couldn't speak. You know, now they're almost 6 years old, and they can't feed themselves. You know, they're still in diapers. So you get highs and lows. They are brilliant. They can play piano by ear, never had a lesson. You know, they're singing with guitar. They've picked up most instruments. They can sing any song through repetition, but yet they can't have a conversation with you. And they speak on a level of, say, a 16 to 18-month-old. So there's extreme highs and extreme lows, and every child with autism is different. So even though our kids are mirror image twins, they're actually one child split in two. Their autism is the farthest from, you know, from the same. It's two different kids.
That's what was baffling a lot early on, that the therapist that would visit our house, they were almost like a study case because they realized, wait a minute, it is the same egg. How come it didn't affect them exactly the same?
Well, it's very, very frustrating. What we know is this, and that's a great point that Candy was starting to allude to, is that when the public found out about bisphenol A and, oh, there were all these studies proving that it was an estrogen mimicker, there was no debate. Of course, they'd known and done it on purpose worldwide. I even have stuff where they bragged about it in the 70s, how they would do it, and you know, causes all these neurological problems. They quietly withdrew it. But it's kind of like, okay, aspartame causes brain damage. Their answer is to get regulations passed where they don't call it aspartame and they put it in everything. I mean, this is the globalists say the world is overpopulated. And whether it is or isn't, people should know, because a lot of yuppies go, well, there are too many people. All right, so the UN got caught sterilizing people. The point is they're doing it to us, and it's also very inhumane if you're going to sterilize people or try to brain damage them to like just soft kill the public. It'd be nicer to just, you know, nerve gas everybody. I mean, the way they do it is just so cold blooded. And then they want to sit here and play games like they're not doing it. Like Bill and Melinda Gates weren't on with his dad, the board of Planned Parenthood, that they're not eugenicists. I have it all on record that IBM wasn't started by a eugenicist who made the machines for the Nazis, you know, the Hollerith machines. I mean, I know the whole history. I know who they are. I know their plan. I know they're jacking the daylights out of us. Monsanto will not have any of the food at their facilities that's GMO. Their scientists demand non-GMO. That's 10-year-old news. The communist Chinese, same deal, have secret greenhouses for their food. The elite is all obsessed with this while they're giving it all to us, and it's like a psycho thriller movie, but we're living in it. And literally, I've got over 100 books at this office where they all just admit what they're doing to us, and that's what's so frustrating. I mean, but bottom line, they took the bisphenol A off the shelves in most places, but they're not taking the shots off. They're doubling and tripling down. Have you seen the newscast where they say mercury is good for your brain?
No.
We'll cue that up. But
what's the rush at 12 months to, you know, you have to do this, you have to do that, and that's what they're being told, we're all being told, and it's almost like we're brainwashed. No, you can't do this. You can't get into kindergarten if you don't get that. You know what? Spread it out a little bit more, and you know, that's what the doctors are doing to their children. They're waiting if they see their child is a boy or it's a nervous system is developing a little slower. Spread it out a little bit more. If they're gonna push 38 vaccines into you, spread it out.
But they also don't tell you that you don't necessarily say, you know, our kids have the MMR. Everybody does it in 12 months. You get this big cocktail at 12 months old. And you have to have it again at 5 for the school district. And you have to have it again at, say, like 12 years old or something. You really don't physically need to have that shot again. You can be tested, which our kids were this year. Yep. Thank goodness they have an incredible pediatrician.
We couldn't believe it.
Where, you know, the schools are telling us, even though our kids do go to a special charter school just for autism. And we do get away with a lot of things that we don't necessarily would get away with in the public school system. But they were still telling us, you know, it's time for your 5-year-old shots. And we went in, and the pediatrician said, absolutely not. She goes, let me test their blood, because if they're still immune to all of these things, why on earth do we need to give them the shots again? There's no reason, just because the schedule says, I have to pump you full of more medicine.
Well, we went, first time that the shot wasn't there, and
it wasn't enough for them. Yeah, there was a lot of things leading up to it, but clearly we were not supposed to get that shot.
We were shaking to get this shot, I mean, as you could well imagine. And she did say, hey, wait a minute, you know, we can test, you know, Brendan and Jaden, and they might have a natural immunity to these vaccines. And guess what? They did.
Well, you know what else is amazing? They lie and say it's the law to take shots when it's not. It's a state health department policy, and then they tell you to get a waiver and act like it's the law, but they won't tell most parents that there's even a waiver. This is so cold-blooded, and I had a state attorney on from Maryland when they were making kids take shots a few years ago, and he admitted, oh, I don't give my kids shots, but he told them it was the law to take the shots. I mean, it's just like, man.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, do the study on the doctors and their cousins and see when they're getting their kids shots.
But that's what those organizations, though, now, like Autism Speaks, that are out there giving you, they're not going to give you one viewpoint and say, yes, it's vaccines, yes, it's genetic, yes, it's this. They're kind of showing you everything that's out there and not guiding you. This way, you as a parent or you as an educator or you as a society have the chance to look into this for yourself. You know, do I want my child to have shots? I don't want my child to have shots. Do I want to do a special diet? Does it have any effect? You as the parent really need to be looking into this for your own child. I'm not going to trust any government official, you know, any teacher there. I'm not going to trust anybody with making the best decisions for my children. So the information needs to be out there. And it really wasn't out there 4.5 years ago when we started this, but it's all out there now. And that's what we try to guide everybody to Autism Speaks website. Because you can have just a question. You know, it's not saying you have to go donate to this organization. I don't even care if you believe in this organization. Even though I'm the spokesperson, I get both sides of the coin.
Well, I have parents call me all the time. I mean, if I opened the phones up, we'd have countless parents with their children were fine, got the shot, had a convulsion. Parents will call and have had their kids taken after the shot makes them have a convulsion because you must have beaten your child. There's blood on the brain when the insert, you know, admitted that it caused that. They know full well what they're doing. It's a cult. It's human sacrifice of our children. But here's a video. MSNBC host, your kids belong to the collective. This is an ad they're running. Where Melissa Harris Perry says that now we've got to get past the private idea that your kids belong to you. But they don't mean help kids in the community. They mean the community's coming, like California, where they give shots to kids without parental consent. These people are very creepy. Here's the clip.
We have never invested as much in public education as we should have, because we've always had kind of a private notion of children. Your kid is yours and totally your responsibility. We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families, and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Yeah, now that we're collectivized, we've all got to have our decisions taken over by the top brain bugs because they know best. Guys, what's your take on that statement you just heard?
You know, what I'm trying to do is Candy does what she does, and I do what I do with my new band, Red Lamb, who's the collaborative with me and Dave, is just to bring that awareness that we are in a new generation. We need to move forward. If you do see signs, you know, after your child has the shots or so on and so forth, that something's wrong, or if you have twins, that we can't listen to our past generations, our grandmothers or our great grandmothers who are still around going, you know, wait a little while, you know, he might be all right, you know, you didn't talk till you were three, and so on and so forth. We have to think for ourselves and act fast to get to the problem swiftly, and when the mind is pliable at a very young age, as we did and we were blessed with when Candy stumbled on the autism speech site and we were able to get our information. So that's what I'm doing in music, and it's about time somebody did it in music, because it's pretty much everywhere else in all the other arts fields.
Yeah, well, I just want people to know this is personal. They're doing this on purpose. So you should just remember that. And the collaborator doctors, nurses, most of them don't take the shots. They all know what's going on. It's a joke to them. And I know that's hard to believe, but look at Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia. This is what collectivists do. They are a bunch of scum. And by the way, I have the clip of them saying mercury's good.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and
downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There are thousands of studies out there with vaccines damaging people, but they never get media attention. But then they'll have Journal of Pediatrics government-funded studies saying, hey, you know, first they said there's not mercury, even though there was, and they said, okay, we took it out when they didn't. Then they changed their story. This is 8 years ago. This was on CBS News all over the country. This was the Austin version of it. But CBS Nightly News came out. And just last year they said this again. Actually, mercury-containing vaccines increase your child's performance and behavior. Now, see, that's Orwellian. They mean a vegetable to do whatever they're told. You know, just like they won't hire cops with over 100 IQ now. I mean, this is a hive system where the big brain bugs are up on top. We're down here on the bottom. And, you know, if they can't, I mean, you know, they didn't let slaves learn how to read and write in any culture. Roman slaves, black slaves. I mean, well, here, we're just going to brain damage you. How's that sound? Here they are saying mercury is good for your brain. Not only do you not, your children belong to the state and parents are bad, but mercury is good for your brain. Here is Austin KI.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the Journal of Pediatrics.
Oh.
There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives and vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
All right. Let me, because I know that sounded crazy, Dan and Candy Spitz, when I said that, but so I thought you might want to hear that. Pretty amazing. What do you think of that?
It's not as crazy as what I just heard a few weeks ago, being I am the co-founder of the band Anthrax, that they have a vaccine now being tested or slightly or approved or whatever it is, that they're putting anthrax in you, buddy.
By the way, which, as you know, they want to give it to little kids now. They had to suspend three times giving it to troops that killed so many people.
Sure, why not, right?
Well, hell, I mean, if your child has a convulsion, they'll just, I'm sure you know that the shaken baby thing, they did studies in Australia. It was really the shots. They put monitors on them, but they never want that info out here. Not only do they kill your kid or hurt him, then they get to put you in jail. It's even better.
Yeah, well, you know, because it costs, what, $3 to $5.4 million per child who's on the autism spectrum to raise them just to an early age. We have two.
Oh, yeah, that's some cashola.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the reason no one's ever going to. I said, no matter what you think causes autism, even if it's, you know, if it's vaccines, environmental, anything that's government related, it's never going to come out.
It's, I mean, a gravy train.
They're just fighting it, because that's what I said. The actual funding, they say, to raise a child from birth to 18 alone is $3 to $5 million for one child with autism. Our government would be the priority.
Well, it's also meant to collapse families, like collapsing health care. You got children with, I mean, tell folks what you go through with autistic children.
Oh, God.
It's even worse. Let me say this. You know, the worst part of all of this is there's a 90% almost divorce rate of families with a special needs child. Because not only is there this financial burden, usually one parent cannot work. They have to be a full-time caretaker.
No, it's a torpedo to destroy the family. Yeah.
Yes. There's financial problems, there's stressors that, I mean, we can't even begin. You know, I actually have my own show now on the Autism Speaks Network that is real life. Like, this is what I live every day, so people can see the real world.
We went on our first date to a movie since the children were born just recently. We're literally almost, you could say, prisoners in our own home most of the time, because they can't transition. We can't take them quickly to the supermarket. Oh,
but Obama says give kids anthrax shots. You want to thank him? He loves kids. He's got a Nobel Peace Prize.
That's a no comment.
You know, not for nothing, but when I grew up, there wasn't autism schools being built everywhere, such as we have here, and they're not small.
No. Exactly. In the old days, the Nazis mowed you down. Now they just soft kill you. We'll be back. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.